Title of our sermon today is He's Been There.
今天我们正道的题目是他曾在此。
Our text is Matthew chapter 1, the genealogy of Jesus that we just read.
我们的经文呢就是马太福音第一章关于耶稣的家谱。
Genealogies. It's the study of our ancestors or our distant relatives.
家谱呢就是记载你的祖先或者说你的亲族。
Some people find the study of genealogies very interesting.
有些人呢对这个家谱的这个研究呢或者学习呢非常有兴趣。
In Matthew chapter 1, we just read the genealogy of Jesus.
在马太福音第一章呢我们刚刚就读到的就是耶稣的家谱。
And now just a little part of that.
以下呢我们来看一看那个节选版。
The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. To Abraham was born Isaac. To Isaac was born Jacob. To Solomon was born Boaz by Rahab. To Jesse was born King David. To David was born Solomon by Bathsheba, who had been wife of Uriah. To Solomon was born Rehoboam. To Mathan was born Jacob. To Jacob was born Joseph, the husband of Mary, to whom was born Jesus, who is called the Christ. Therefore, all the generations from Abraham to Christ are 42 generations.
这是一个节选版的这个基督的家谱。耶稣亚伯拉罕的后裔，大卫的子孙，耶稣基督的家谱。亚伯拉罕生以撒，以撒生雅各，耶西生大卫王，大卫从乌利亚的妻子生所罗门，所罗门生罗伯安。马旦生雅各，雅各生约瑟，就是玛利亚的丈夫。那称为基督的耶稣是从玛利亚生的。这样从亚伯拉罕到基督共有42代。
Genealogies, ancestors, family histories. Many people keep their family histories a secret.
家谱，祖先，家史。许多家庭呢，其实不愿意张扬他们的家史。
People don't talk about the uncle who was a thief, or the cousin who was unfaithful to his wife.
他们呢不讨论啊，不愿意谈论曾经是盗窃犯的叔叔，或者对妻子不忠的表兄。
Such stories are not written down in the family history unless.You are the son of Mary, Jesus Christ.
这样的故事不会记录在这个家史当中。除非你是玛利亚的儿子，耶稣基督。
Jesus displays the bad apples of his family tree in the first chapter of Matthew.
耶稣呢，在新约开篇，马太福音第一章，就展示了自己家谱中的这个污点。
His great-great-great-grandfather Jacob, who is a thief and stole the birthright of his brother Esau.
他的很久很久的祖先就是那多次的迁移可以说是很久的祖父了。这个雅各他是个贼，他偷了他自己哥哥以扫的长子的名分。
His many years distant relative Rahab, who was a prostitute in the city of Jericho.
很多年以前在耶利哥他的一个远亲他的名字叫莱和士，他是个妓女。
Great, great, great grandpa David, who committed adultery with a woman named Bathsheba and had her husband Uriah put to death.
可以说他的曾曾曾曾祖父大卫与一个叫拔示巴的女人通奸。并且从这个八十八的丈夫乌利亚手中将八十八夺过来。
But our dear Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, the Son of God, and the Son of Man, did not erase his name from this awful family list. He showed it for everybody to see.
但我们世界的救主、上帝的儿子、我们的主耶稣基督，并没有把他自己的名字从这样的家谱当中涂抹掉。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because you and your family tree have some bad apples too.
因为你和你的家谱里边也许 也存在这样一些污点。
Maybe an uncle with a prison record.
也许一个叔叔有犯罪的记录。
Perhaps a father who abandoned the family.
也许父亲抛弃了他自己的家庭。
Maybe the grandmother who was an alcoholic.
也许啊，你的祖母啊，是一个酗酒成性的人。
If your family tree has bad apples, then Jesus wants you to know he's been there.
如果你的家谱图里边有污点的话，那么呢，耶稣要让你知道他曾经也在此。
This means Jesus understands.
这就意味着耶稣明白，耶稣理解。
The phrase, I've been there, can be understood as the Christmas message Jesus has for you and for me today.
我曾在此呢，这句话可以被理解为耶稣给你和给我的圣诞的信息。
Yes, Jesus Christ is Almighty God in human flesh.
是的，耶稣是全能上帝，道成了肉身。
Yes, Jesus Christ came to be the Savior of the world.
是的，耶稣是作为救主来到这个世界上来。
Yes, Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
是的，他是万王之王，万主之主。
But he was also born of a humble teenage girl named Mary.
但是呢，他也是由一个叫玛利亚的柔弱的女子所生。
He was born in a smelly animal stable.
并且生在一个气味难闻的牲口的棚子里边。
He is every bit true man as he also is true God.
他是真人也是真神。
Are you listening?
啊，你是不是听到呢？
This is good news for us today.
对我们来说，这就是最大的好消息。
As true man walking upon our sinful earth, feeling our pain, Jesus can truly say, I've been there.
作为与我们共同啊走在这个罪的世界上的真人，感受我们的痛苦，耶稣真的可以说，我曾在此。
To the lonely, Jesus says, I've been there.
对孤独者，耶稣悄声地说，我曾在此。
To the discouraged, Jesus nods his head and sighs, I've been there.
对沮丧的人，耶稣点头感叹说，我曾在此。
To the misunderstood, the unjustly attacked, and those who have been forsaken by others, Jesus says, I've been there.
对被误解的人，被不公平对待的，被人背叛的人，耶稣说，我曾在此。
As Jesus the child grew up, we learn that for a time he worked with his earthly father Joseph as a carpenter.
在耶稣的成长过程当中呢，我们知道他一段时间呢与他的父亲约瑟在一起做木工。
Jesus' family was like mine when I was a young boy, struggling to have enough money.
耶稣的家庭呢，就像Harold 牧师成长过程的当时的家庭一样，也是有很多的财政的拘谨。
And the Bible makes no mention of Joseph after Jesus is about 12 years old. We know nothing about Joseph in the Bible.
那圣经呢？在耶稣十二岁之后呢，就没有再提起过他的父亲约瑟。
Did Joseph die young?
约瑟是不是很早就离世了呢
？Mary may have raised Joseph and the other children as a single mother.
玛利亚也可能是单独一人抚养了这个耶稣和他其他的孩子。
As the eldest son, Jesus had a big responsibility to take care of his mother.
作为长子呢，耶稣对自己母亲有很大的责任。
We know how close Jesus was her, even at the moment of his death on the cross, when he asked the disciple, "Please take care of my mama."
我们在这个十字架这个当时的现场，我们就能感受到耶稣基督和他母亲的这个亲密的关系。
Is there anyone here this morning who is having some family challenges or difficulties? To any of us with family difficulties, Jesus says, I've been there.
对于我们现场的任何一个人，任何一个家庭，如果我们有有这样的挑战的话，耶稣对我们这样说：“我曾在此。”
Now, Herb, you're a carpenter for many years. Put up your hands for a moment.
Yeah.
Our Lord Jesus probably had calloused workman's hands as a master carpenter.
Herb 呢，是我们中间的，也是一位很好的木工木匠所以他的手。我们认为耶稣的确也有这样一双沾满了这个灰尘粗糙的劳动者的双手。
Jesus likely had dirty, calloused hands and a sweat-stained shirt as he worked hard with his father Joseph.
所以他确实有这样一双手，一双劳动者的手，并且有沾满这个灰迹的衣服作为跟他父亲一起工作。
And Jesus likely had common looks, nothing special.
所以耶稣呢也非常的可能只是一个普通的样子。
Listen to Isaiah 53 verse 2.
以赛亚书53章第二节这样告诉我们。
He had no stately form or majesty that we should look upon him. He had no high appearance that we should be attracted to him.
他无家型美容，我们看见他的时候也无美貌使我们羡慕他。
Historical studies of Jewish men at the time of Jesus tell us that the average Jewish man was likely 5'1" tall and weighed 110 pounds. I was probably bigger than Jesus.
所以说呢，当时的这个犹太历史学家呢，他们的研究说呢，当时的犹太人在那个时代，普通人的状态呢，就是大概5尺1寸高，大概110磅左右。所以海尔牧师说，他可能比当时比耶稣可能都高一点。
Jesus' looks were probably average. Are your looks average, and your ways simple? So were Jesus. He's been there.
所以耶稣呢，确实非常的普通。那是不是你也很普通呢？耶稣也一样，他曾经在此。
To understand our lives, to bear our sins, to be our Savior, Jesus became one of us. He understands your needs.
为了了解我们的生活，为了担负我们的罪，为了做我们的救主，耶稣成为我们中的一员，他了解你的需要。
Do you ever feel like some days you have to just get away and be by yourself because life is too full?
你是否曾经感到你必须从你紧张的、紧绷的生活当中独自离开呢？
So did Jesus.
耶稣也一样。
Mark 1:35 says, early the next morning while it was still dark, Jesus awoke, left the crowds, went by himself to a quiet place where he prayed.
马可福音1:35就这样告诉我们说，次日早晨天未亮的时候，耶稣起来离开众人，到旷野地方去，在那里祷告。
Have you ever had so many demands on your life that you couldn't even stop for lunch? Jesus can relate.
你是否曾经有很多的事情需要处理，忙得连午饭都顾不上吃呢？耶稣也有这样的经验。
Mark 6:31 tells us,Crowds of people were coming and going so that Jesus and his followers did not even have time to eat.
马可福音6:31也这样记载这样的情况，说往来的人很多，耶稣和他的门徒连吃饭也没有功夫。
Do you have any family tensions or misunderstandings? Jesus can relate.
你是否有紧张的家庭的关系，或者家庭成员之间有彼此的误解呢？
Mark 3:21 says, When Jesus' family heard what was happening, they tried to take them home with him. They said, Jesus is out of his mind.
耶稣也曾经有这样的经验。马可福音3:21又告诉我们，耶稣的亲属听见就出来要拉住他，因为他们说他癫狂了。
Do your friends...Or those you have counted upon ever let you down?
你的朋友和那些你最信赖的人当中，是不是有曾经让你失望的时候呢？
Jesus can surely say, I've been there.
耶稣完全可以说，我在此。
When he was struggling one night with the fact the next day he would go to the cross to die for all sinners, he asked his closest friends to stay awake and support him, but they all fell asleep. And the next day when he was crucified, his friends he thought he could count on ran away and abandoned him.
耶稣的经验就是在他为要为我们所有的人罪人受难受死上十字架的那个夜晚，他最亲密的朋友都睡去了，使他独自的在承受自己内心的挣扎。
And when Jesus, the Christmas baby, the Son of Mary, the Son of God, the Savior of the world was upon that cross dying to pay for all of our sins, he felt forsaken by his heavenly Father, and he cried out, My God, why have you forsaken me?
当耶稣圣诞的婴孩玛利亚的儿子神的儿子全人类的救主在十字架上以他宝贵的生命为我们的罪在这个献身之前他在祷告，他感受到被上帝的弃绝，他就呼喊说，我的神我的神，你为什么离弃我？
Why?
为什么呢？
Why would heaven's finest son endure earth'sToughest pain.
为什么上帝的儿子要承受这世界上最大的痛苦呢？
So that you would know the truth of Hebrews 2 verse 18.
这样你以便你能够明白希伯来书二章十八节所描述的那绝对的真理。
Hebrews 2:18 says, Jesus is able to run to the cry of those who are temptedand tested and tried.
耶稣自己既然被试探而受苦，就能够搭救那被试探并受苦的人。
Now is the time to really listen to the sermon.
现在是时间要注意听讲道了。
Whatever you are facing,
不管你面对着什么现在，
Whatever you are facing right now in this holy season,
不论你在这个圣洁的季节正在面对，或者说过去你在面对的什么，
Please never forget this.
请绝对不要忘记。
Jesus has been there.
耶稣曾经在那，曾经在此。
He knows how you feel.
他了解你的感受。
He understands.
他知道。
Some years ago, I ran in a large road race in the city of Seattle, a half marathon.
许多年以前呢，海尔牧师呢曾经参加在西雅图的一次半程马拉松的长跑。
There were thousands of runners.
有几千个参赛者。
This race was raising money for cancer research.
这个活动呢，比赛的活动，长跑的活动，是为了癌症研究呢筹集资金。
Most of us ran to get the nice race shirt or the nice golden finisher's medal.
很多的参赛者呢，是为了得到精美的运动衫，或者是完成比赛呢，得到那个完成比赛之后的纪念牌。
Many of us were happy to run the 21 kilometers to support the cause of research for cancer.
那很多人呢都是非常高兴，他们能够跑完这个21公里的这个行程呢，然后并且支持这个癌症的筹款的活动。
Some ran in the memory of a loved one.
有些人呢是为了纪念他们所爱的人来跑这个步。
Some run in honor of a cancer survivor.
有些呢是为了对这个患者病人的这个尊敬，他们来跑。
We all ran for different reasons.
我们都呢因为不同的原因来参加这个跑步。
But no runner, no runner was more compassionate and passionate than one I spotted.
但没有一位呢我认我 比我认出来是更有激情、更有同情心的参赛者。
A scarf covered her bald head.
啊，在她的头上啊有这个疤痕。
Dark circles were under her eyes.
她的眼圈呢昏黑。
She had cancer.
啊，她是一位癌症的患者。
While we ran out of kindness, she ran out of conviction.
我们带着友善开始出发，但是她却是带着信念在起跑。
She knew how cancer victims feel.
她了解癌症患者的感受。
She'd been there.
她曾经在那里。
So has Jesus.
耶稣也是这样。
As Hebrew 2 has told us, He is able to run to the cry of those who are being tempted and tested and tried.
正如希伯来书第二章告诉我们的，他自己既然被试探而受苦，就能搭救被试探的人。
My friends, when you run to Him for help, He runs to you to give help.
朋友们，当你向耶稣跑向耶稣寻求帮助的时候，他跑过来来帮助你。
Why?
为什么？
Because he loves you.
因为他爱你。
He was born at Christmas time for you.
为了你，他在圣诞节降生。
He died on the cross to pay for your sins.
为了你的罪，他死在十字架上。
He rose from the grave to give you the gift of heaven.
为了给你打开天国的门，他从坟墓里边复活。
He's been there and done that for you.
他曾经在那，并且做了为了你做了一切当做的事。
By the way, do you remember how in Matthew chapter 1, Jesus was not reluctant.To call all of his less than perfect ancestors his family?
还有记着在马太福音第一章，耶稣并没有不情愿地记录他家中那些并不完美的先辈们。
No matter what you have done,
不管你做了什么。
No matter how your life has turned out so far,
不管你的生活的状态是怎么样。
Jesus is not ashamed of you either.
他同样不会因为你而感到害羞。
Hebrews 2:11 says, Jesus and those he makes holy are from the same family, so he is not ashamed to call you his brothers and sisters.
希伯来书二章十一节就说，因那使人成圣的和那些得以成圣的都出于一，所以他称他们为弟兄，也不以为耻。
Go to him with all your joys and your sorrows.
带着你的喜乐和你的伤痛，你的需要，归向他。
He welcomes you to do so.
他欢迎你这样做。
Why?
为什么？
Because you are a part of his family.
因为你是他的家庭中的
You are a part of his family.
你是他的家庭成员。
He is not ashamed to call you part of his family.
他没有感到羞耻，将你作为他的家人。
圣诞快乐！
圣诞快乐，还 Merry Christmas.
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.